This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-303-4993. Regarding Kathleen with a C, C-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Williams. Date of birth 4/29 of 1952. Dear Sue, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Williams, who was sent for evaluation of progressively increasing creatinine levels over the last year. Prior to that, she had normal kidney function. She actually has a long history of many kidney stones in both kidneys, and that was after her Roux-en-Y bypass in 2004, which we know is a known risk factor for the development of kidney stones. And we checked for a previous analysis of the stone type, and they are not calcium oxalate type, generally, which is very common with Roux-en-Y bypass procedures. The other factor that can also add to calcium oxalate production is Topamax, and she's been using that recently for weight loss successfully. But diet is very important also, and she has not been following a low oxalate diet. In fact, she drinks up to 3 quarts of black tea every day, and that's very high in oxalate. So we are going to send her a low oxalate diet sheet and see if we can prevent the further development of the kidney stones that are actually in her kidneys now, as well as further blockages and obstructions, which are causing progressive renal failure. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic recurrent UTIs, and does see Dr. Carla Witzke, W-I-T-Z-K-E, for both the UTIs and the recurrent kidney stones. She's on a preventative low dose of 50 milligram Macrobid once daily, and that seems to be helping. No edema or claudication symptoms, no neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, osteoarthritis, recurrent kidney stones, in both kidneys, that seemed to escalate after her Roux-en-Y bypass. She has ADD, past surgical history. She's had the total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral scalping oophorectomy for dysfunctional uterine bleeding. She had a bladder sling surgery, left total hip replacement, multiple stents placed in both ureters for and multiple lithotripsies and stone removals for these multiple kidney stones, as well as other surgeries. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married. She does work for H&R Block, but generally doesn't work during the non-tax season. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, breast cancer, glaucoma, and arthritis. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's got no known drug allergies. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligram daily, Flomax 0.4 milligram daily, iron 65 milligram daily, vitamin B12 1,000 microgram daily, Topamax 100 milligram daily for weight loss, Macrobid 50 milligram daily, biotin 2500 microgram daily, multivitamin gummies 2 daily, a calcium and vitamin D daily, and following hospitalization 3/4 to 3/5 in Midland for a left kidney stone, a new left kidney stone that's causing obstruction. They started her on potassium citrate, 1,080 milligram 3 times a day, Cipro, 500 milligram twice a day for 2 weeks, oxybutynin oxybutynin, OXYBUTYNIN, 10 milligram at bedtime. Pyridium is 200 milligram every 8 hours for 7 days. And she is not using any nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain, only Tylenol. She is going to be scheduled for lithotripsy. She has been scheduled for lithotripsy in Midland by Dr. Witzke on April 8th also. And she will remove her left ureteral stent at that time. And lab studies. Most recent lab studies were done 3-5 of 2022. Creatinine was 1.2. This was with the kidney stone obstruction. Estimated GFR 45. 2-15 of 22. Creatinine 1.1. GFR 49. 12-13 of 21, creatinine 1.2, GFR 45, 9-27-21, creatinine is 0.9, GFR greater than 60, February 19th, 2021, creatinine 1.0 with a GFR of 55. And 3-5 of 2021, she had a calcium of 8.7, sodium 147, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 45. Her hemoglobin is 12, platelets 145,000, white count was 10.7. Urinalysis done 2-15 of 2021, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to recurrent calcium oxalate kidney stones with obstructions at requiring intermittent, requiring lithotripsy, stone removal, and multiple stents. The patient will start a low oxalate diet. We want her to increase her water fluid intake and switch not drinking tea since that's high in oxalate content. And we'd like her to have a urine output of about 2,000 milliliters in 24 hours. To help flush and prevent further kidney stone formation. We're going to have her repeat all our labs this month. We may consider doing 24-hour urine for to check for oxalate excretion, as well as calcium and other elements that are associated with kidney stones. We'll do that after she finishes working during tax season. And she's going to have a follow-up appointment in the Claire office or Mount Pleasant within the next 3 to 6 months. And she'll continue to follow up with Dr. Witzke for ongoing care for kidney stones as they occur. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.